The pareo is a long strip of trade cotton, red or blue, stamped with a white pattern. It is worn round the waist and hangs to the knees. A girl of 15, perhaps, was plaiting pandanus leaf to make a hat, and an old woman was sitting on a haunch smoking a pipe. Then I saw Atta. She was suckling a newborn child, and another child, stark naked, was playing at her feet. When she saw me, she called out to Strickland, and he came to the door. He too wore nothing but a pareo. He was an extraordinary figure, with his red beard and matted hair, and his great, hairy chest. His feet were horny and scarred, so that I knew he went always barefoot. He'd gone native with a vengeance. He seemed pleased to see me and told Atta to kill a chicken for our dinner. He took me into the house to show me the picture he was at work on when I came in. In one corner of the room was the bed, and in the middle was an easel with the canvas upon it. Because I was sorry for him, I had bought a couple of his pictures for small sums, and I had sent others to friends of mine in France. And though I'd bought them out of compassion, after living with them, I began to like them. Indeed, I found a strange beauty in them. Everyone thought I was mad, but it turns out that I was right. I was his first admirer in the islands. He smiled maliciously at Tiare, and with lamentation she told us again the story of how at the sale of Strickland's effects she had neglected the pictures, but bought an American stove for 27 francs.